Nashville's housing agency is in the midst of a bureaucratic catfight. According to emails obtained by WPLN, the agency is battling over whether employees are allowed to care for the stray cats that roam its properties. WPLN's Marva Knight reports.
It all began with an email. The subject, dead bird at the legal department steps. The culprit was unknown, but it was likely Lizzie, Darcy, or Tux, three cats who hang around the agency's administration buildings in the James Casey homes.
How you doing? Hey, cat. You want to talk to the microphone?
They're fed by staff. They've even been fixed and vaccinated. But Tramika Doss, MDHA's general counsel, is siding with the bird. In an email to top executives, Doss said the cats posed a clear danger to MDHA staff and requested they be removed as soon as possible, adding the cats seemed to call the place home. I recall on one occasion seeing the gray cat sunning itself on Mr. Harbison's car, she wrote, referring to the agency's executive director. In response, Pat Thicklin, who works in human resources, wrote that in addition to caring for the cats, employees also care for dogs, birds, squirrels, and even a snake. Miss Doss may have these cats removed, Thicklin wrote, but other animals will appear in front of the building and staff members will provide care for the animals. She added that if Doss had an issue, she could file a complaint with her office. Doss did not respond to WPLN's request for comment. And Thicklin isn't the only person who thinks removing the cats from Casey is a bad idea.
I can't imagine anything positive coming out of moving them.
That's Denise Heatherly, a founding member of Music City Animal Advocates. She says moving a cat only means more will come in its place, something animal experts call the vacuum effect. Heatherly helped author a 36-page report on community cats for Metro Nashville, and their conclusion? Create a program where neighbors can come together as caretakers for stray cats in their area. MDHA doesn't seem to want such a program. Instead, they're looking into a new policy, one that could prohibit employees from feeding or caring for community cats on its properties. An agency spokeswoman declined to give specifics, saying only that it will focus on the health and safety of the employees. Heatherly says this could be a great opportunity for MDHA to foster a cat caretaker program.
Bringing residents together over the management of them, I don't know, to me that's a win-win.
And at least one other housing authority decided to use cats to its advantage. Over the summer, St. Louis began employing community cats to help with its rodent problem, a job Lizzie, Darcy, and Tux would probably love to get their paws on. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.